Item number 10, please.
Item number 10 is a resolution directing the War Memorial Center Board of Trustees, along with the boards of the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts, Villa Terrace Decorative Arts Museum, Charles Alice Art Museum, and Milwaukee Art Museum, to make recommendations to resolve concerns raised in a recent audit. This item is referred to this committee as well as to finance and audit and was laid over for one cycle by this committee.
Supervisor Jersey.
I want to thank the chair for the consideration on this. The resolution basically is an action on the audit that was done by Mr. Hare's department. I've expressed the comment before that the audit is really an excellent job. This is a very complex organization with regard to the War Memorial Center. It's also a complex governing board structure, and the audit does such a great job of pulling a lot of the issues together and framing them. And I really would encourage this board, instead of just receiving and accepting the recommendations of the audit, which is a typical action that this body takes with regard to audits, that this time we be a little bit more resolute with regard to the audit, particularly since we have had continuing major problems with the memorial, War Memorial facility itself, and the ongoing problems that are there. And what the resolution does is ask us to hold off on accepting the recommendations of the audit and instead ask the several boards that are involved. That's the War Memorial Center Board of Trustees, the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts, the Villa Terrace Decorative Arts Museum, the Charles Alice Art Museum, the Milwaukee Art Museum, that they review the audit and formulate their own response to the issues raised. We ask them to try to be collaborative as much as possible. And then in May of 2012, to bring back their recommendations addressing the issues in the audit so that this board, with that information before us, can make some intelligent decisions, not only with what's drawn out in the audit itself, but based on their own comments, recommendations, et cetera, on how they see an opportunity to address the issues raised in the audit. I think it's a good process for us to use. It takes a little longer, but I think it allows us to be very retrospective, to get all the input, and to really then go forward addressing the kinds of issues. And specifically, the boards are being asked in the last, be it resolved, to respond to each recommendation of the audit that is specific to the governance, mission, facility, and financial support, which is so key, and how the boards might attain independence, becoming self-supporting, if that's possible. And each board prepare a responsive report with recommendations by May 2012 and bring it back before both finance and audit and also the parks. That is the intent of it. We do encourage them to work creatively and to interact with the other boards as they do this. And then the county board would defer further action pending this review and recommendation. And that's the intent of it. I have reached out to Supervisor Mayo, who's the vice chairman of the War Memorial. He is a co-sponsor of this. And I would like to move this forward, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
The motion is to approve. Questions by committee members? I have no cards indicating. Are there people, Supervisor, you think would be appropriate to address these issues?
Well, we certainly have, and perhaps we could at least identify them if they're not going to speak. We have Dan Keegan from the Milwaukee Art Museum Board. I always forget your name. Would you identify yourself from Charles Ellis?
Maria Costello.
Maria.
Executive Director of the Charles Ellis Villa Terrace Museums. Mr. Drent from the War Memorial. Are there others here that are directly involved?
Mr. Chairman, could I just...
Please.
I would just add and ask if we could add one name to that, to the list of committees that will make a comment in regards to the audit. But we left out a very important group, which is the Veterans Board of Directors, which is a partner in the War Memorial Corporation. And I think that we want to make sure that the, you know, that the veterans, you know, have their input in regards to all the issues that were brought up in the audit.
Is the Veterans Board of Directors related to these institutions directly?
It's a true partner in the corporation, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Supervisor.
Well, we without the time to research that, accepting that definition, if indeed it's true, I think we could act on it, but if it was later found not to be the case, then we'd be in a position of...
What I would say is I did use Mr. Hare's audit. I mean, he laid out the governing boards
that
within
was
the audit.
That document here you were
right,
referring
and
to
that's what I was stuff. Referring to. I mean, if the Veterans Board is truly a part of this structure, I would think they should be important to add.
I mean, Mr. Chairman, the Supervisor, I mean, Dan Keegan and Maria Casella are here, they can attest to that fact.
Well, the question I have, because the base document referred to in the resolution, it references the audit, and I don't recall mention of that organization in the audit, and whether or not they were interviewed by the audit department. Supervisor Weishon, could you enlighten us?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, colleagues. I think what we might be able to do to help us through this is that if there's a discrepancy on the validity of it, what we could do is if we need your assurance that to support an amendment on board day, that we go forward with the resolution as you have it today, and we would get you whatever supporting documentation that you need, and then I'd be glad to make an amendment on board day that would add that group if that is appropriate.
Yeah, I'll give that to the authors.
Yeah, first of all, it's a reasonable suggestion. Yeah. I think Supervisor Weishon could do that even if we didn't, you know, agree to it today. But I'm just asking the question, does not the War Memorial Board itself include the Veterans Board that's being asked to? For example, the Milwaukee Art Museum Board includes a lot of other boards as well, but they're the main board. And I'm just asking that question. And if we can get that clarified, we can certainly look at it again on board day. But for today, I would not ask to amend this.
Is that acceptable? Looking forward to board day, we would anticipate an amendment based on the representations that have been made and probably coming from Supervisor Weishon in collaboration with Supervisor Jersey.
But that would be fine. I'll get you the supporting document.
Fine.
Thank you.
The item is before us. The motion is to approve. Is there further discussion?
Apparently not.
Hearing none, please call the roll.
Pass.
Aye.
Cesars.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Jerset.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Vote is 6-0. That item is approved.
Thank you very much.